Much for handing over, Rooks. Mr. President, dear colleagues, it is my pleasure to deliver the following statement on behalf of the Explosive Ordnance Risk Education Advisory Group. In the interest of time, I will also deliver a shortened statement and submit the full version online. Allow me to start by commending states parties for having strengthened their risk education commitment through point 9 of the Oslo Declaration and actions 28 to 32 of the Oslo Action Plan. These provide a clear recognition of the vital importance of protecting civilians through the delivery of effective, relevant, and targeted risk education, especially in contexts where land release efforts are hampered or not yet possible. As stipulated in revised draft IMS 1210, Explosive Ordnance Risk Education seeks to reduce risk of injury and death by both raising awareness of women, girls, boys, and men in accordance with their different vulnerabilities, roles, and needs, and by promoting behavioral change. Over the past year, the EORE sector has been actively challenging itself to improve its practices. I would like to highlight three elements we believe are key to turning the risk education actions of the Oslo Action Plan into reality, but that still require more dedicated attention, time, and resources. First, efforts must be made to more systematically root risk education interventions in an evidence-based and robust context analysis. That includes ongoing casualty data collection and analysis. The analysis should be gender, diversity, and disability sensitive. Too often, limited time and resources are dedicated to this aspect. Second, practitioners are increasingly fostering behavior change approaches to deepen the impact of their interventions. While it takes time to develop and scale up such an approach, risk education projects with a clear pathway for behavior change demonstrate that they have the potential to significantly improve their overall effectiveness and efficiency. Third, as affected states parties are challenged by ever more complex humanitarian environments and infectious disease outbreaks, there is a need to systematize and accelerate knowledge sharing. To do so, the advisory group encourages states parties to make practical use of Article 7 reports to provide quantitative and qualitative information on progress made, share challenges encountered, exchange good risk education practices, and, where necessary, request international cooperation and assistance. Similarly, states parties and the wider EORE community would benefit from increased timely and quality reporting through dedicated statements of formal and informal meetings of the convention. The advisory group also asked the ICBL to report again on risk education through its landmine and class diminution monitor. This request was taken up, and we encourage everyone to read what the monitor has to say about EORE. Moving forward, let us work all together to improve risk education practices and turn actions 28 to 32, five actions on EORE, into concrete and measurable actions and results that truly empower effective communities. The advisory group is ready to continue supporting states parties and observer states in the implementation of their EORE commitments and efforts. Thank you, Mr. President.